say, will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
To overview what's going on in the world of talk radio, courtesy of our friend, good friend of the program, good friend of people who love the format, talk radio, talk television, talk, and where it all goes. Every week, Talkers Magazine at talkers.com overviews with charts the top stories and the big people in discussion mode among most of the news talk radio stations that maybe political radio stations. Some people refer to them as that. So this is the week of April 7th to the 11th. Michael is here with, I guess that when I look at this list, I try to pinpoint some of the things that I think would be of most interest to you. You're here to discuss the issues from your point of view and what you've gotten by monitoring a lot of these talk radio stations and programs during the course of the week. So at number 10, the fact the University of Connecticut won the NCAA title, both men and women, must have been exciting for you.
It was exciting to me from a personal standpoint because I, in my career, spent some time a number of years ago as a talk show host at WTIC in Hartford. Matter of fact, I was the one who brought full-time talk there more than 20 years ago. And as a result of that, I got to know how the people in Connecticut feel about the UConn Huskies, both the men and the women. And the thing that I learned from that experience was that in places where they have great college teams, the people of the entire region rally around those teams very much the way people in big metropolitan areas rally around professional sports. And I would say that in the state of Connecticut, the UConn Huskies, both the men and the women's basketball teams, are the most popular teams, professional or college, any sport, in that state. Most popular, without question.
Very interesting reality. It's only happened once before. There have been a lot of people talking about that. Now, in addition, staying with sports talk and sports talk radio at number 10, this compensation controversy, whether or not athletes should form unions and get paid, where do you think that's going, and how are the talk radio hosts handling that discussion?
Well, I mean, it's really unfair to the athletes, but it also it makes you wonder about the whole academic situation, that there's so much money involved in running universities for prestige and for getting donations. It ties into a discussion about the quality of academics and priorities that we have from a cultural standpoint. It's a very complex issue, and one that I have thought about for many years. I don't know where you stand on it. Talk show hosts are all over the place on it, sports talk show hosts even more so. But should we really be putting all of that attention on college athletics?
No.
And care so much about it?
Yeah, no. That's the answer for me, you asked how I felt, no is the answer to that question. No.
I agree with you. If it were up to me, and I know I'm going to make a lot of people very angry by saying this, if it was up to me, the only people that would play would be people that are academically qualified to be in that school.
Right.
And nobody would get paid, but there'd be no money. The money would go to the school, and it would be, well, I just think the entire sports world is out of whack from an economic standpoint. And I think that really ties into a look at our priorities and what we consider to be important in our culture.
Amen to that. Michael Harrison reviewing the top 10 items, the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. At number 9, relationships between the United States and China. We know things are rocky with the Russians, but this latest China thing has sort of caught people off guard because nobody's paying attention to the real news in America, and that ought to be part of the discussion here, Michael, don't you think?
Well, that's the big discussion. I mean, you know, whether we talk about the details of the foreign policy of our relationship with China, that's a whole area of discussion if we want to get into that. But I think on a broader picture, we as Americans have got to be more informed by journalists as to what's going on in the world and how we relate to the world. I remember when I was a kid growing up, they used to say, you know, the people in the Soviet Union, the people in Russia, they don't really know what's going on because the newspapers there, Pravda, they're run by the government, and they don't really tell the people. They don't realize what their country is doing. And if the people knew what their country was doing, they'd be upset. Well, today in America, and you've traveled the world, and I've traveled the world, it's amazing how the average person in foreign countries knows more about American foreign policy and more about what's going on in the world than even educated people in this country. I mean, I've seen it for myself. Yeah. You've seen it.
Yep.
I think that that's very dangerous.
Yeah, it is extraordinarily, it's amazing, extraordinary, how much other people know about what's going on here, how much we don't know about what's going on in their countries, and don't know about what's going on here. Sign of a sick society. The tie at number nine, continuing conversation about the Malaysian airliner, has become nonsensical, and I don't know how much you want to say about it, but you ask sometimes what I think. It's becoming nonsensical. At any rate,
it's becoming, you know what's funny, Doug? It's becoming a big story. The big story of the big story is that it is such a nonsensical big story. The fact that so much attention is being paid to it as a drama, as a soap opera, that's becoming the story. And you know something? That ties back into what we're talking about. Journalism in America. Everything comes back to the irresponsibility that corporate journalism continues to display.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a that's just a very deep-seated, rotten problem that's just really hurting our democracy.
Up next on the countdown, numbers 8, 7, and 6. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com will learn what those numbers represent in terms of topics and ideas up next here.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe. And results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit SageConfidence.com.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We've reviewed number 10 and number 9, so we move on to number 8, which is basically a discussion of Hank Aaron and comments that he made, sort of in line with his sort of a quasi-sports and news story, Michael. He was being feted for his 40th anniversary of breaking Babe Ruth's record, and he got talking about the GOP. Somebody asked him about President Obama. So what do you make of this?
Well, I mean, the Republicans have so much infighting going on now about some of the different levels of political incorrectness that they deal with. And I think it's unfortunate that we talk in extremes and accusing each other of hate crimes for really political incorrectness. And although I didn't hear the actual comments, I certainly think that there is a difference between the KKK and the Republican Party. And I think it's a broad brush that Hank Aaron painted with. There may be some cases where people are guilty of nastiness, but I don't think you can accuse an entire spectrum of American political ideology with that kind of a comment. So it's unfortunate.
Well, I think you've hit it, as usual, on the head. There are some members, perhaps, of the Republican Party, certain persuasions. There are probably Democrats as well. There are people who don't hold people of different religions, different ethnicities. I'm trying to say that. Yeah. So we sort of move, sort of leaping, if you will. I'm going to make quick mention number 7 on the countdown this week. Continuing discussion about the Russians and the Ukraine. But let me move over to number 6, which sort of holds in league the same conversation with regard to race relations. Hank Aaron says something about the GOP. Eric Holder having a discussion or an argument, being grilled by Louis Gohmert, who's a Texas Republican congressman. Holder doesn't answer the question. He just accuses this guy of being a race baiter. And so no answers to questions. It stops when Holder doesn't want to answer the question and says, you guys are racists, basically.
Yeah, it's more of the same. And, you know, again, some of these topics are so complicated, but it's unfortunate that we're quick to call people racists. I mean, there are racists, and racism should not be tolerated. But you can't go and call everybody a racist just because you may not agree with what they're saying. I just came back from the Hold Their Feet to the Fire conference in D.C. that deals with immigration reform. And so many people that talk about that are called racists and bigots and haters, when all they are is just expressing their opinion about the Constitution and about, you know, border control. So we're too quick to call people Hitler. We're too quick to call people racists. And I'm very skeptical of any news story I hear where somebody's called a hater, a Nazi, a racist.
Yeah, it's easy to call people names and to have no substance tied to it. Okay, so we've covered numbers 10 through number 6. We'll get to the top 5 in the next half hour. Coming up next here on the Countdown, an overview, it's actually a Countdown Extra, the story of the Oscar Pistorius trial from the mind and mouth of an expert when it comes to this sort of trial and this sort of law. So that's up next here. Stick around for that. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
On Good Day, in the prosecution of Oscar Pistorius, his murder trial has been going on this week. The prosecution says that the defense that's been put forth so far is an outright lie. Mr. Pistorius claims he mistook his girlfriend for an intruder and accidentally shot her. Pistorius, target of relentless and some people say combative questioning during the entire week. Here to talk about the situation is Stan Friedman. He is a former federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice. His experience in the criminal area has included cases involving public corruption, bank fraud, savings and loan fraud, all kinds of things that are scurrilous. So, Mr. Friedman, thanks for joining us. What's your take on the Pistorius claims and the prosecution saying that there's nothing truthful in anything that he's saying?
Good morning. I think the prosecution is doing a very good job at hammering away at Oscar Pistorius and knocking down his defenses.
If you wouldn't mind explaining the difference between the basics of our system and their system.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And that's probably the most fundamental difference, the fact that in most situations, somebody who's on trial for murder would be judged by a jury, of his peers or her peers. It would be a 12. And to get a verdict, you need a unanimous vote. So one person could be impressed by his emotional state, and it could be a holdout situation. But here, to judge, I wouldn't expect there to be a mistrial based on the judge not being able to make a decision. She's going to vote one way or the other. And I think she's going to look at the facts of the case in a very cold and dispassionate way, where the juror is going to be maybe impressed more by his emotional state, perhaps more impressed by his celebrity status. I think we've seen that in this country a little bit. And so the whole dynamics there works very differently. Also, in an American court, it's very unlikely that the prosecutor is going to be able to level the kind of charges or maybe make this type of sarcastic comments that the prosecutor is being permitted to make. Typically, prosecutors just ask fact questions, and then the defendant answers, and that's it. There's no such commentary that we're seeing here in South Africa.
The prosecutor says that Pistorius actually shot this woman as they were talking. You wonder where the evidence comes from, since there was nobody else there. How do they come up with? I mean, you can see the holes in the door, dead body.
Right.
But how did they come up with the two of them were talking before he shot her?
Well, there was this neighbor that reported screaming, and then the sound of shots. if his story is the story, is, well, that was him screaming. And apparently he does have perhaps a little bit of a higher voice. So it was after he realized that he had shot his girlfriend that he started screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the prosecutor's side of it is, well, it was the woman screaming, and she was screaming because she didn't want to be shot by her boyfriend.
Well, who would?
Mr. Friedman, it seems a little odd to me that in a crime of passion that there would only be four shots taken. Isn't there usually some difference there with in a crime of passion?
Yeah, oftentimes you do see multiple stabbings, 20 stabbings. Or
they empty the clip, right.
Right, exactly. And here we didn't see that. So
has that been brought up, or has that been a piece of the argument?
No, but I think somebody should maybe share his fee or salary with you, because I don't think that's been brought up, actually. I think that's an important point, but I have not heard that being brought up in the trial.
I should have been a lawyer.
Does he get 25 years if he's found guilty?
Right. At least 25 years. He'd be eligible for parole after 25 years if he's found guilty of murder.
All right.
And so there is a shot, a reasonable chance, I think, the best odds is that maybe he'd be found guilty of culpable homicide rather than murder, given the emotional nature of the circumstances.
Right.
So the judge would have a lot more flexibility there.
Pretty interesting, and how it's playing out in America as well as South Africa and the rest of the world is also an interesting part of the story. Thank you. Stan Friedman is here, a former federal prosecutor with lots of info on law.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
Back to our review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the overview of the top 10 hits, the stories of the week that have made it to the top of the pile, reviewed every week of the year by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. So we have gone through, I'll review for you the numbers 10 through 6 that we talked about already. UConn winning the NCAA title twice, and the controversy over student athletes getting compensation. At number 9, relationships with China and the continuing search for Flight 370. At number 8, immigration reform is back around because Michael mentioned he was at the Hold Your Feet to the Fire rally this week, all about immigration in Washington. Hank Aaron made some comments that he may or may not want to take back this past week. Also a tie for number 8. Number 7, the aggression in the Ukraine, the Russians, and the American relationships with them. Number 6, Eric Holder testifies, or really doesn't, after he plays the race card on Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas. So that brings us around to number 5 this week, which is discussion of sort of the same old, same old. I don't know how we jazz this up, because every time one of these events happens, it has the same treatment, and then nobody really knows what to do about the acting out of young people in high school and college, in the military, etc. So the Pennsylvania school stabbing, Michael, at number 5.
Yeah, I guess the thing that's being talked about this is whether we should have knife control now as opposed to gun control. I mean, people are actually now using the fact that it was a knife and not a gun to talk about whatever their point of view is about which kinds of weapons should be controlled. When in fact, of course, reasonable people realize that it's the violence and it's the emotional instability that runs throughout our society, particularly with young people, that we have to address.
So we talk about instability. During the Good Day program this week, had an expert on who was very interested in discussing the chemical reaction of these various chemicals in one's body, because they are all different depending on your makeup. That's how you're going to receive these chemicals, but also the overuse of them. We seem to be talking more about that. But then on the other side, there is, as you have suggested, suggestion after suggestion to put these X-ray machines everywhere. So you can't get into work. I had a discussion last night with the superintendent of schools in the town where I live. They've locked every door to every school. All the teachers now have badges which open up the doors. Otherwise, you have to buzz in to the office. They won't let you in. They want to know. There are video cameras at every door. All of this sort of thing. What kind of people are we going to be raising? Everybody's going to be afraid of everything.
Well, it really is very, very depressing. I know that when I do business in New York City or Washington, and just to go see somebody on a business meeting in an office building, it's like going on an airplane.
Yeah.
or getting into the White House. I find that extremely depressing. It's a sign of a society becoming unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we have to protect ourselves, and we have to protect people in public places from those, what do you want to call them, crazy or unstable individuals who might be carrying weapons. I mean, there is a reason behind it. On the other hand, though, as a sign of the times and an environment in which we live, it really is quite disturbing that we have to do that. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would absolutely say that was the whole thing. It just, it's frustrating because nothing seems to be, there doesn't seem to be any solution to the problem. And it's one of the things the rest of the world looks at us, you know, everybody seems to want to come here to learn and to get a job, but they don't much like many of the facets of our society because they don't hold up with what they're used to. And so, you know, that the conversation goes on, no solution. Number four on the countdown this week, Ms. Lerner, Lois Lerner, former director of the IRS, has been cited again for contempt. That tied with the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius from Health and Human Services make this administration not look so good again.
Yeah, well, it's so much for transparency and so much for hope and so much for a better day. Needs a new boss, same as the old boss. I'm tired of replacing one administration that leaves a lot to be desired with another one that leaves a lot to be desired. When are we going to learn that this is just endemic to the political process and to the system and the kind of people that it attracts, whether they're George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter? I mean, where are we going to learn that this type of repression, this type of vindictiveness, this type of just dishonesty is something that just seems to be spawned by government and by people in politics?
Yep, it is, and these people all want to, going back to what Holder did or didn't say this week, they are happy to throw back in your face, if they're different, then it's your fault because you don't understand how different we are. Well, what's Lois Lerner's excuse? I'm a woman, so you can't ask me questions. Kathleen Sebelius was probably the most inept, and there have been plenty of inept people in this administration, as there are. You know, when you have a sea full, one of the references I guess I was making, Michael, we have a sea full of talent in this country, but we keep picking people who are not suited for the job because they may have better political credentials.
Well, that's what I was saying. The system rewards or seeks out or attracts people that are not qualified to do the job.
Yeah.
They're only qualified to get the job. Yeah. I've never seen an industry, government, with more people in it that know how to get the job, because the system requires being a sycophant, kissing butt,
yeah,
raising money, owing favors, you know, but it doesn't prepare anybody to run these divisions and these departments and these processes that are very, very intricate and require knowledge and require ethics. There's something terribly wrong with the way we do it, but you know something, I feel like a broken record saying it, because people have been saying this for years, and it just keeps perpetuating itself. What I want to understand is, why does it continue when we have already learned the lesson? And why do we always point the finger at the other party, whichever it is, if you're a Democrat or Republican, when they are the ones doing it, when it's obvious at this point both sides do this?
Yep. Well, let's continue this a bit with our discussion of numbers 2 and number 1. Before we get there, though, we have to go to number 3, which is the continuing ad nauseum nauseous discussion of global warming and the weather. Good Lord, haven't we got anything better? These people keep trotting this out when there's so much misinformation, misleading conversation. I mean, if you don't take it seriously, it's all fine, but a lot of people take it seriously.
Well, a lot of people have politicized it. It's been turned into an economic engine and a political football. That's all I could say.
Yeah, and that's it. And it, when you look at the stats, you can find somebody on either side to argue your point of view, whatever it may be. Yeah, there is global warming. Of course there's global warming. But how impactful is it versus what the history of the planet is? Goes back 4.5 billion years. These cycles, which we're going through now, have happened hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of times over the history of the planet.
I guess the only thing we could say that would be productive or constructive here is that we should understand the difference between global climate change and global warming. Mm. And the question really is are we causing it by having the combustion engines, the internal combustion engine, or not?
Well,
that really is what it comes down to.
There are other people who will blame cows and the fact that they have methane gas coming out of their rear ends. There are people who would be happy to tell you that even staying with agriculture, the usage of manure and where that goes ruins the lakes and stream. I mean, there are all kinds of things that are not necessarily provable, but the suggestion makes sense to those who want to change our lives. It's almost like a religion. Matter of fact, it is like a religion. The same stuff. All right, so that's number...
They want to sell... that you attach to the back of a cow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, number 2 and number 1. Up next, as we continue our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. I'm sorry, Talkers Magazine, which you can find at Talkers.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives.
getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
All right, continuing on now, let's wrap up our overview of the top 10 topics. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of these stories that a lot of people find very interesting and intriguing. The top two items this week, Michael, number two, the presidential race. Good Lord, it's still 2.5 years away. And the midterm elections, which may have more of a focus, the continuing rant on either side, but the Democrats seem to be in the offensive position. And the Republicans like that, mostly because of what our number one discussion, so we can put them together if you want, because number one, once again, is the Affordable Health Care Act this week on the countdown. So do we put them together? How does one affect the other?
Well, you know, look, I certainly I'm the first to admit that these are the best we can do in terms of creating categories and defining topics when they all blend together. I mean, the Sebelius' resignation, which we just did a couple of points ago, is really part of number one as well. Politics ties into it. All these topics blend together. We try the best we can to give a little definition and separate them for the sake of discussion and for the sake of making it interesting and entertaining. But the reality is, one doesn't end and one begins and it's completely different. They all blend together. You deal with that every day being a talk show host, don't you? Sometimes you could be talking about five topics under the umbrella of one topic.
I find myself criticized frequently by my colleagues and my listeners for being here. Whoops, wait a minute. Let's go over there. Well, let's go up here or down there. So, yeah, but that's what makes it fascinating, because there are so many adjuncts to these conversations, and I try not to make them political, frankly, because I think it gets tiresome, as does the continuing overview in our country and other people, as we have mentioned earlier, with things from those in other countries don't understand what's going on in America. This is one of the biggest things that foreigners don't understand, because most of the progressive countries that have elections and democracy, they limit them to 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks. That's the election cycle. Here, it goes on forever.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for it and against it. Again, here we go again with yet another angle. Whether or not it's healthy for us to always, be holding incumbents' feet to the fire, so to speak.
Right.
Where just because you've been elected doesn't mean you're the king.
Right. Exactly. All right, let's review quickly the top 10 items this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. At number 10, the sports talk radio discussions of the University of Connecticut winning both NCAA titles and the controversy about compensation for athletes on the college level.
U.S.-China relations and the search for the plane, tied at number 9. Immigration reform and Hank Aaron's comments, tied for number 8. Russian aggression in Ukraine, number 7. Eric Holder and his dispute with Louis Gohmert, number 6. The school stabbing in Pennsylvania, number 5. Lois Lerner and her being in contempt of Congress, plus the resignation of Ms. Sebelius, number 4. Global warming, 3. Presidential election conversations, number 2. And Obamacare, number 1. That's it. Our review of the top 10, courtesy of Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stefan, we're going to discuss Southwest Airlines as it changes its face, if you will. And I'm sure there's other travel news that's important, so stand by for that here on the Good Day program.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com with a focus on Southwest Airlines. And this is a company that you know very well, being from Dallas. I think they started in Dallas, started in Texas, but have moved over the last, what are they, 33, 34 years in business? What's their...
I think they're a little bit over 30-something now, but they used to be the low-cost airline in the country. That's it.
Yeah, but they aren't anymore.
No.
I'm just looking at it. I'm reading a review in the Wall Street Journal this week about some of the things that it has gone through. For example, one day in a storm at Midway Airport, they had 66 planes on the ground. They lost 7,500 bags and basically had no real answer to passengers who were stuck either in planes on the tarmac or back in the terminal. Now, granted, there was a severe snowstorm, and that would be the culprit, but Southwest managers also blamed a lot of the workers, suggesting that nearly a third of them called in sick to protest their new contract talks. And now this is something that has made Southwest, which was, as we all were acknowledging on and off the air, the low-cost leader. They still have many things about them, as Roberta's happy to point out, that make it preferable if you're going relatively short distances or medium distances as far as bags are concerned and canceled flights or if you have to change, yada, yada. But I think they've been in denial, Tom, for a while when it comes to the pressure that would be brought to bear by workers in similar jobs in other airlines. Do you think that's true?
Well, if you look at their pay scale for the same kind of aircraft, they pay just as much as the other guys do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that far off. As a matter of fact, most of them are equal to, or in some cases higher than, and but when you think of Southwest Airlines like you do and I do, we think of small regional airlines.
Yeah.
When you look at American Airlines and the new U.S. Airways merger, Continental and United's merger, and Delta and Northwest merger, the airline in America, they will carry more U.S. passengers in the very near future, if they don't do it now, with the combination of AirTran and Southwest, will be Southwest Airlines by as much as 30%.
More domestic travelers.
Travelers.
Yep. Because all the other... American and Delta and United are so fascinated with international travel because that's where they make their money, and they are only using the domestics almost as feeder, right?
Yeah, but let me give you good news, folks. Right around June 10th, I bet you if you live within 500 miles, you're trying to go, Southwest will bring down your fares to $98.
From what? At what point? What day?
Starting June 10th to be the sale for August 25th to about.
Right. Tom Parsons with good news here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.